In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
And welcome to another victory post-game podcast of Spits and Suds. Thank you so much for supporting Spits and Suds. And if you're a first-time listener, welcome. Our goal is to grow hockey here in DFW together. And I truly appreciate you listening. I'm Gavin Spittle, 105.3 The Fan. Wow. Can we crack? This is what we do on the program when they win, right? Crack Frosties. Maybe an extra one tonight. Delicious. And why are we cracking a Frosty? It's the seventh comeback win for the Stars this season. It's the fourth time that the Stars have been down 2-0 and won. Ottawa was 8-0 going into this game against the Stars. The Stars' last victory in Canada's capital was back in 2016. In fact, how about this for a throwback? I'm going to read you the game recap. Antoine Roussel scored the go-ahead goal late in the third period, leading the Stars past the Ottawa Senators 2-1. It was a Sunday night. Jason Spezza also scored for the Stars. Kari Lehtinen made 23 saves. That is absolutely amazing, the dominance that Ottawa has had against Dallas on their home ice. So going into this two-game stretch, which I thought was one of the tougher two-game stretches of the season for numerous reasons, but I would have been delighted for a point tonight. But two, I'm over the moon happy. And it didn't start out great. Ottawa has started the game behind in 11 games. 11 of their, I believe, 17 games, they started from behind. So if you think it's a Stars issue, check out Ottawa. But they jumped, and they jumped early. And Glenn Gullotson said after the game, the legs weren't ready. They were tired. And if you think about it, a back-to-back over the weekend and your day off, oh yeah, hop on a four-hour flight. Cross time zones to Ottawa, total different climate, snow on the ground, and then get ready and go. Three games in four nights, go. I mean, this Olympic crunch schedule is brutal, and we all know the Stars travel more than any other NHL team. But the Stars continued to fight. And they flattened out the game in the second period, and they took charge in the third period. That flattened out stage where they slowed down that Ottawa rush, and Ottawa's push through about 25 to 30 minutes was so impressive. It was Anaheim-like impressive that they just kept coming and coming and coming. This game could have been 4-0 at the end of the first period. So one of the reasons that this game changed, in case you didn't notice, was Thomas Chabot, one of Ottawa's best D-men, especially in the offensive end, but he eats a lot of ice time. Second on the team in ice time. He left the game late in the first. I think it was from the hit that Colin Blackwell had on him near the bench. He came out for the second period warm-ups, but then went back into the dressing room. We never saw him again. That was a massive loss for Ottawa. That guy can skate. So, like, I saw on Twitter, and I wanted to point this out, that a lot of people were, like, kind of upset that they fell down 2-0. And this is like the new NHL. Like, the worst lead you can have in hockey is 2-0. But I understand what you're saying. And I understand that there are going to be games where you fall behind 2-0 and the final score is 4-0. Like, the Stars can't win every single game. But there are so many good teams, and Ottawa is a very good team. Top three in the Atlantic. Playoff contender. They played Toronto last year in the playoffs really, really well. And by the way, what would they be like if Thomas Chabot played this whole game and Brady Tkachuk was in this game? So think about that. That is a very good team that the Stars beat in a place that they have not won in nearly 10 years. And you want to talk about parity in this league. The mindset that you have as far as NHL teams need to change. Detroit's good now. We saw what Anaheim is. Ottawa, good. In fact, if the season ended today, some spitting facts for you. 5 of the 16 teams that would make the playoffs today missed the playoffs last year. That is an amazing amount of turnover in just 1 year. So you look at the standings in the NHL, and that's why any win is a good win. But like, you used to be able to play Ottawa and Montreal, and for some reason, both teams have always matched up well and played the Stars very well. But if you looked at the overall standings in years past, you would say, well, they're struggling. That's a bad loss. Well, the Montreal Canadiens lead the Atlantic right now. In fact, they are 1 point away from leading the entire Eastern Conference. They have 10 wins. They're 10-4-2. Ottawa is 8-5-4. Montreal's 5-2-1. So just put that in perspective, that when you look through the NHL, there are no real easy games anymore. But you look at the next three opponents, you beat Ottawa tonight, and that's what makes it good, because I was excited if they got 1 point out of these two games. I would have been happy. But the fact that they get 2 points already, and they play right now, if the season ended, Ottawa in the playoffs, Montreal in the playoffs, Philadelphia on Saturday in the playoffs. So these teams are much improved. The Islanders are better. Detroit's better. Guess who is third in the Central Division? The Chicago Blackhawks. Look out, folks. Connor Bedard is back. Who's first in the Pacific? Anaheim. In fact, Anaheim is 2 back, along with the Stars from Colorado, for having the best record in the Western Conference. So, I'm just letting you guys know, when you go on social media and you're upset about the Jake Oettinger giving up 2 goals, he gave up 2 goals the entire game. If Jake Oettinger gives up 2 goals in every single game, He is a Vezina finalist and potential Vezina trophy winner. So why are we mad tonight that he gave up two early goals? Aren't we should be looking at the big picture, right? Like, I understand the first goal, I'm sure Jake Oettinger would like back. But that was a really good shot, too. The second goal, defensive breakdown, two Ottawa players in front of the net, not being covered. Nothing the goalie can do about that. But, like, I just feel like the expectations, like, we jump to conclusions. Like, happy they won, Gavin, but you can't keep doing this. I get it. They get it. But the fact was, the resilience that you showed, that extra 1% to get back into this game, to tie this game, for your top stars to step up, for Mikko Rantanen to be absolutely huge and take over this game, for Jason Robertson to get off the snide. What a pass to Mikko Rantanen to send him on that breakaway that really opened up the gates as far as the Stars skating and taking control of this game. And then Robertson with a great shot. I mean, I'll be honest, Robertson's shooting a lot. And it's really funny about Jason Robertson, because if I told you in the first 17 games, Jason Robertson would have 17 points, I think he'd be pretty happy, right? But we keep saying he's struggling. By the way, Mikko Rantanen, 23 points now in 17 games. Took over the game. Every single game, the effort of this guy is unreal. He is just a pleasure to watch. Reminder, there were question marks whether Mikko Rantanen would be good away from Nathan MacKinnon. Just a reminder, when he signed for $12 million, people said he was overpaid. Just a reminder. I don't think he's overpaid now, and I think he's proving that he can play without Nathan MacKinnon. The guy's got to be a top five forward in this league. I mean, even prior to the season, he was top 10 as far as like fantasy guys you had to get on your roster.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you, you know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
So I thought it was a really good effort for Jake Oettinger, dialing himself back in the game. Gully thought so as well. Oettinger made some big saves to keep that lead 2-0, and then made some big saves to keep that game tied at 2. And that line of Rantanen, and then putting Robertson on that line with Roope Hintz and also Wyatt Johnston. The big boys stepped up. And one of those big boys is Miro Heiskanen. Miro's second assist of the night came on the overtime goal. That tied him with Rupe Hintz for the longest multi-assist streak in Dallas Stars franchise history. That's a spitting facts for you. Miro's dialed in right now. Miro's playing aggressive offensive hockey and doing it defensively as well. Doing a great job. I mean, I'm not overly worried, but Thomas Harley gave five away tonight. Five giveaways for Thomas Harley. Now, I say we need to see Thomas Harley with Nils Lundqvist. Okay? I think overall, Lyubushkin has done a pretty good job filling in. But Lyubushkin is a third-pairing defenseman. And who are you going to put next to Harley? That's my question for you. Like, there's nobody right now on this roster that makes Harley better for a defensive pairing. Like, Bischel's not going to be doing it. Bischel has his own issues. Petrovic, no. And do you really want to separate that Haskin and Lindell with what's happening? I mean, maybe Miro freeing up and having all this offensive prowess right now is because he has Esa Lindell on the other side. When you have Esa Lindell on the ice, that opens up numerous opportunities because Esa Lindell will cover you defensively. Whereas if you have Harley and Haskinen, a lot of times, probably Haskinen was laying back. So that's something to think about and watch Thomas Harley. But hopefully Nils Lundqvist can come back because I thought Harley and Nils Lundqvist was a surprisingly really good pairing. How about the energy that the Stars had in the third period, outshooting Ottawa 16-6? They had the Senators on the heels. I mean, Ullmark really kept this game. Ullmark got them a point. He was really good. He made some crazy saves, stacked the pads at one point. But this was a completely different game from the first period to the third period. And we have to look at the whole game. Of course, we could look at Harley. We could look at maybe Ottinger. We could look at the penalties that Bischel committed. But for every criticism, I think comes a compliment. Because the team admitted after the game, they absolutely knew that this has been a long losing streak in Ottawa. They wanted this. You could see the excitement. And these comeback wins, even though many people say we have to stop doing this, think about it. If you do something successful over and over and over again, no matter what it is, don't you have that confidence knowing that you can do it again? And as a Stars fan, I understand. Just as negative as you are about falling behind 2-0, shouldn't you be as positive that this team is resilient enough to come back from deficits? Come back from 2-0. 7 comeback wins already in 17 games. And it is a different NHL and it's more wide open. But overall, what this team is doing as a whole, without Matt Duchene, without Nils Lundqvist, without Jamie Benn, I know there are injuries throughout. But we got to give them a lot of credit. They're 2 points out from the Western Conference lead. And yeah, we can say Colorado's on a heater right now. But the point being is you're racking up points, and that all that matters. Like, to me, you want to avoid Colorado. You don't want to finish in a place that you're facing Colorado. I know we've had their number in the playoffs. But I don't want to face them. I had them winning the division this year, and I had them as a major playoff contender. I just think their depth is outstanding this year. Okay, let's go to your tweets. Okay, at Stay Calm to Talk. The Mavs and Stars should both consider 11-11 a day of celebration as a tradition going forward every year. Shared promotional gear, events. Kids will ask Grandpa, why do we celebrate 11-11 in Dallas? And he'll say, my dear, do I have a tale for you? Not a bad idea. By the way, thank you so much to all that have served, to all that are currently serving, whether it's in this country or your country, as we have listeners all around the world. It is truly amazing the sacrifice you make. I'm not talking on this microphone without you. My dad was a proud Army officer, and my role model, my idol, someone I look up to. Some of my great friends served in the military. So to my friends, to my family, to everyone, I think every day should be Veterans Day. And it shouldn't just be today that we thank a veteran. It should be every day that we thank a veteran. But I'm glad that at least it highlights and gets out there, because you guys are absolute rock stars. Kier, they won the first game after I met them in person and it happened to break the Ottawa curse. I don't think it's coincidence. Well, there you go. That's the reason they won. I like that, Kier. All right, Green Star in Nashville. Great gritty win by the boys, but I'm not overly fond of them constantly spotting the opponent two to start the game. Robo finally gets the monkey off his back. Jake with the needed comeback. Good performance. Yeah, I mean, I guess I think Jake was really good tonight. I think he won you the game. You know, I mean, he gave up just two goals. So I was never really worried about Jake. I think Robo getting off the side, goal-wise, you're absolutely right. Points-wise, he's still been very productive. And yeah, obviously. I mean, heck, you can even go a step further. How about a win 4-1, right? I mean, every single game is just pins and needles. Like, you're like, oh my goodness. Like, these games have been way too tight for this team. But that's the way they play hockey now. Erlin Osborne, at Erlin Osborne, and Erlin is with a Y. What a wild finish to the game. All the Stars are missing is Dutch and Ben. Yeah, those guys would certainly help. Absolutely. Epps underscore Andrew, 2-0, worst lead in hockey. Yeah, it is. Good to see the Stars be patient and not be overwhelmed by a young, fast team like they did with the Ducks. Great game. Yeah, I mean, aren't you going to watch Germany in the Olympics based on Stutzel? I mean, how good is that guy, specifically in overtime? My goodness. Whew, that is some serious skating ability. And like I said, when Brady Tkachuk comes back, I mean, this team is going to be really, really good. Howie, hey, fun win, Gavin. A little scotch on some ice for tonight. Ooh, that sounds really nice. Thought that was the type of game that Robo needs to consistently have if he wants 11 to 12 million a year. Yeah, I mean, but if he finishes with 82 points, that's a great season, isn't it, Howie? So it's very interesting. You're right. He's going to get paid something. My level is 10.5 to 11.5, but we will see. Michael says the line of 21, 96, 53 sure reminds me of the line a few years ago of 16, 21, and 24. When they want to score, they can score. And for those listening at home who are new to the program, 21 is Robertson, 96 is Mikko Rantanen, and 53 is Wyatt Johnston. Years ago, 16 would be Joe Pavelski, 21 would be Jason Robertson, 24 would be Roope Hintz. They were known at one time as one of the best in hockey as far as top lines. When they want to score, they can score. Also, in a hockey season, or I guess all sports, there's a few wins that happen that make an impact on the team. Tonight felt like one of those wins. It's a really, really good win. They've had some really, really good wins to start the season, like gutty, gutty wins, holding on wins. So, you know, there's going to be a game where it slips away, but a lot of these games have been really solid by this team. Evan White says, gutsy win by the boys and in Ottawa. I know some will be mad about being down too early. This is a character-building win. I agree. Husky says, for a special moment like this, this calls for a victory trip to McDonald's and an ice-cold Dr. Pepper. Absolutely. First win in Ottawa since I was a freshman in high school back when I was 15. Wow. Back when Sagan and Ben had 32 goals each and Spezza was in the middle of a six-game goal streak. Let's go. Yeah, those have been the good times, right? Very, very interesting. Listen, Jason Spezza had a little good run. I mean, what a career for Jason Spezza with Ottawa and Dallas. And then, I mean, you know, he had a few good years in Toronto as well. The other guy says, glad to get the win, but it's still a dangerous strategy. I don't know if it's a strategy, the other guy. I just think that's happening. And tonight it was the legs. The legs weren't moving as quick as they could. Ottawa put it on you. I mean, that was a fast first period. Skating with a lot of confidence. And I thought the Stars did a really nice job slowing them down in the second period and then taking control in the third. Our friend Katrina Ray at underscore cat 92 wrote a hints, the Ottawa curse breaker. What a win. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. The reason that Ottawa wanted to take a look at that last was that Ropé Hintz's skate looked like it might have clipped the goalie's skate. However, upon review from the Gavin Spittle review booth, it appears that the goalie was already down, meaning Ullmark was already stretched out when that occurred, and that did not cause the disruption. I'm guessing that's what they wanted to look at. The other thing they might wanted to make sure of is that Ullmark lost his stick. The question is, was it hit away by a Dallas Stars player? But that was my reasoning that they were looking at it, but I thought it was going to be a goal all along. At William Willow 2 says, the first period had me worried. What a fun game and crazy overtime. Watching the Stars is a roller coaster every game. Yeah. I mean, the Stars team, just like every year, it's a Six Flags ride, man. Get on board. Aaron Thacker, Thackman, great come from behind win. You would rather start out with the lead, but Stars have been playing with a lot of heart and determination lately, a never give up attitude. Yeah, I think that's part of what Glenn Gullison was talking about as far as that extra 1%, and it's paying dividends. You know, little things like Colin Blackwell skating hard, and breaking up a two on one, little things like that, that I think they've done a really, really nice job of. And honestly, I thought overall it was a really good, I thought both teams played well. Let's see. Rod Norton drinking a bottle of water. That's his frosty on a work night. Is that some of the old Ropé Robo magic we're seeing? Those two and Wyatt and Moose, me likey. Yeah. I mean, when all those guys are clicking, that is some serious depth. Hey, Wasico, he always checks in. Love myself some Wasico. Another guy that always checks in, why Joe number 53 is elite. Not many teams can play that badly, get a point, kept it close when it mattered most. I actually thought they played okay at times. Like, I mean, I think first period they were slow, didn't have their wheels. But I thought for the rest, you know, I thought overall they, you know, played flat in the second period, meaning that they kept Ottawa at bay. Andre made some good saves, but they came out flying in the third, and the Mikko Rantanen goal, I think, really changed this game. And what confidence he has to shoot at that distance on Ullmark on a breakaway. Probably could have taken another two or three strides, but saw the opening, and man, it just comes so quick off the stick. Like when you look at the replay, you're just amazed how quick it gets behind Ullmark. So thank you guys so much for all those tweets. That is awesome. Hey, I wanted to remind you that we're proudly presented by the On Time Experts and same day service guarantee. Cannot say that enough. Same day service guarantee. I'll say it twice. When you go to theontimeexperts.com, it's one of those things that is so easy. They're not going to ask for a lot of information. Obviously, they want to get your email address and a phone number so that they can follow up and call you. But that's basically it. And that's the process beginning. And then they'll give you a window, which you can choose from on that same day. And then they're going to call you and they're going to shorten that window. So if you have things to do, say it's on a Saturday, or there's nothing worse than having to call work and say, well, I'm working from home today because I don't know when said repairman's going to show up. It could be at 9 a.m. or it could be up until 3 p.m. That's a whole day. You don't get that with the on-time experts. They're going to continue checking in with you. And then when the technician comes in, you are going to get that customer service that you truly want, to the point where you're going to look at them, and I'm not kidding when I say this, and say, man, like, do I really need all this information? Because they're going to overload you with information about your system, the age of your system, how much they had to clean, future repairs that you might have to do on your system. They're going to videotape it. They're going to take pictures. They're going to put it in their file so that when something goes wrong, they're not going to guess. They are going to be able to diagnose the problem, diagnose it quick. And that's what they do at the on-time experts. They want you for a customer for life, but they don't want to see you a lot. What they want to do is customer for life, meaning you're going to think of them first because the service was so good when they arrived. I've had them work on my plumbing. I've had them work and clean my HVAC system. Everything is working great because of the on-time experts. They could have done some more repairs, but both times, whether it was my plumbing repair or my HVAC system, they said, hey, Gavin, want to be honest, maybe in the future, but not now. That's the kind of people you want to repair and work on your system. They're not looking to make a quick buck. They're not looking to sell you. What they want to do is you think of them first. Plus, they support local hockey and DFW as the official HVAC system of the Dallas Stars. And of course, they help this program out. They're the official HVAC and plumbing company of Spits and Suds. So don't forget about them. Guaranteed same day service at the on-time experts, theontimeexperts.com. Special thanks to them. Special thanks to producer Gregory Finley. Hey, we're in Montreal Thursday night. That's going to be a lot of fun. Always great when you play Les Habitants. Special building. They love their hockey in Montreal, so it's going to be a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun for the players. It's a lot of fun for you guys to watch. It's a lot of fun for me to watch. We'll be back after the game on Thursday. Until then, enjoy the 2 points and have a great day, everyone.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.